You know, there's this lingering worry among adults that when young people get their hands on artificial intelligence, they'll just cheat or passively consume content. But the reality is so much more hopeful. Young people actually see AI as a dynamic, collaborative partner, something that genuinely enhances their own efforts rather than replacing them.
That's right. When you actually sit down and talk to teenagers and younger students, you see a generation that's actively negotiating with these tools. They're testing the boundaries, pushing back, and honestly, they're developing some really mature ethical frameworks around how they use it.
It's fascinating to watch in action. Instead of just looking for a shortcut to skip the work, they're using AI to brainstorm outlines, debug tricky code, break down complex ideas, and push through creative blocks. It feels less like cheating and more like having a dedicated co-pilot.
Exactly. The general consensus among students is that while it acts like a tireless tutor, it still demands that the user knows exactly what questions to ask to get anywhere useful.
And that's where we see this fundamental shift happening. We're moving away from static study guides into a world of interactive tools. The real skills of the future aren't just memorization. They're prompt engineering, verifying your sources, and synthesizing information effectively.
It doesn't stop at academics, either. AI has woven itself deeply into how young people create, communicate, and even play. We're seeing it used for concept art, coding assistance, writing support, and even gaming modifications.
What strikes me most, though, is how they handle the output. They rarely treat what the AI gives them as a finished product. Instead, they cross-reference the results, fact-check the claims, and blend those machine suggestions with their own unique voice. It really mirrors how professional creatives and engineers work in the real world.
That iterative approach shows a natural, almost intuitive adaptation to a new standard of human-directed collaboration. But despite that enthusiasm, young users are highly aware of the technology's shortcomings and the ethical minefields it brings.
Absolutely. They run into hallucinations, biased outputs, and confidently wrong information all the time. And it's not just about accuracy. They're raising serious concerns about data ownership, the mental toll of endlessly engaging with algorithms, and the risk of automated content flooding creative industries.
Interestingly, they aren't calling for outright bans. Instead, they're demanding greater transparency, clear labeling for AI-generated material, and educational systems that actually prioritize digital literacy alongside traditional subjects.
Their stance is incredibly pragmatic. They want AI to be accountable and safely designed, not restricted or shut down. They're not waiting for adults to figure out the AI dilemma. They're already living with it, shaping its applications, and developing a sophisticated understanding of where it fits in their lives.
That's the critical takeaway here. Instead of policing or fearing the technology, educators, parents, and policymakers need to shift their focus toward guidance.
So true. Teaching students how to verify information, craft effective prompts, and preserve their own creative voice is infinitely more valuable than trying to block access entirely. AI is here to stay, and it's a permanent multiplier of human curiosity.
Exactly. If we listen to young users, acknowledge their concerns, and treat them as active participants in this conversation, we can foster a generation that doesn't just use AI responsibly, but thoughtfully shapes its future.